Good morning. Welcome to BVTV. Last weekend marked the 10-year anniversary of the collapse of Lehman Brothers. One decade after the event that triggered the start of the global financial crisis, we find ourselves in an environment of robust economic growth with still very low interest rates across the world, a flattening yield curve, and extended corporate debt levels. If there is one thing all investors might want to know today, it is how long until the next bear market. I'm delighted to be joined today by Dr. Wolfgang Bauer, fund manager in the team, to discuss the overall shape of credit markets today. Welcome, Wolfgang.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining. So, Wolfgang, 10 years after Lehman, how has the credit market changed?
Well, first of all, the valuations of corporate bonds have come a long way from their crisis levels 10 years ago. In fact, earlier this year, credit spreads in most parts of the market have approached the pre-crisis lows. Furthermore, I think the size of the corporate bond markets have been growing quite considerably, and the market has also become a lot more heterogeneous. Today, even many medium-sized companies are having become quite regular issuers of corporate bonds, which in general I think is a positive development because it reduces the reliance of these companies on traditional bank lending. A not so positive trend has been the deterioration in credit quality and average credit rating in most corporate bond indices. At least in part, this is due to stricter methodologies applied by the credit rating agencies, but it's also undoubtedly a function of increasing corporate leverage, which is a concern.
Right. And given this year's moves in the market, do you feel European assets have been oversold?
Well, I think after 2 years of pretty strong returns, 2018 so far has been a lot more challenging for European corporate bonds. Year to date, investment grade index returns are in fact negative. And with the obvious benefit of hindsight, this is probably a natural and healthy correction. Valuations earlier this year were indeed quite stretched in that area. And on the bright side, it also offers us some interesting investment opportunities now. And it should also be noted that the spread widening has impacted different parts of the market in different magnitudes. Especially European financials have had a couple of really tough months.
Right. Interestingly, speaking of financials, we gather from our conversations with clients that, generally speaking, the market seems to be overweight US banks versus Europe. So is now time to switch?
Well, I think it's important to point out that both the credit spreads of US banks and European banks have widened year to date, but the pressure on European banks has been a lot stronger in that sense. And I think there are also really good reasons to justify that underperformance of European banks versus US banks, the persistent ultra-low interest rate environment in Europe, and also the exposure to Turkey and, more importantly, to Italy are two of the main reasons. But I think despite these points, I think there are certain interesting areas within the European banking space where you can find interesting valuation opportunities. Certain AT1 securities of some of the European banks are now, for example, offering yields north of 4%, even when approaching their call dates. So it's very much a case-by-case decision. But in certain instances, I think investors get very well compensated at these levels for the credit risk and the extension risk in these securities. Furthermore, the new issue market has been quite interesting. In the banking space in Europe, we have seen healthy new issue premiums of 20 to 30 basis points, which is quite appealing for us. So I think these are two areas in which I have recently invested, and I have funded these purchases by partially scaling back my exposure to US bank and also to US high yield, which has held up quite nicely.
Looking ahead, what keeps you awake at night? Do you see any 2008 type risks out there?
Well, I think at the moment, at least over the short term, I'm quite worried about political risks. For instance, collapse of the Italian coalition government in combination with the prospect of snap elections and potentially a stronger mandate for anti-euro positions would almost inevitably lead to a sharp repricing of risk assets, European financials in particular. And then a full-blown escalation of global trade wars would be another nightmarish scenario because it could de facto cut the cycle short.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Wolfgang. So on to the week ahead. This week, we will be watching the latest round of inflation prints in Europe, the UK and Japan. Sterling markets may move this week also around the release of UK retail sales and inflation data. And finally, on Friday, September PMIs will give us a sense of business activity in the US and Europe. That's all from us this week. Stay tuned into our latest thinking by checking out the Bond Vigilantes blog or by following us on Twitter. Have a great week and see you soon.